Good evening, Pittsburgh. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's late-night talk show, coming to you from the Center for Media Innovation at Point Park University in beautiful downtown Pittsburgh. Visit us at bergvivant.com for more on this interview and our complete archives in the Vivant Vault, as well as how you can help support our program and Pittsburgh's vibrant cultural landscape.
Well.
Oh, somebody had their coffee today.
I thought you were going to introduce me.
No, no, no.
Okay, you think everybody
knows Everybody knows
All right,
who you are.
Well, in case
are.
They don't, I'm Lonnie the Theater Lady, and this is Brian Edward, my executive producer for Berg Vivant.
I've been called a lot worse by you.
We won't go there. Right? Today, I like you a lot.
Oh, okay. Well, you must have seen a good show last night.
I saw a great show. 12th night, it's a 12th prime stage production at the New Hazlett Theater running through next week, the 12th.
And this is by that Shakespeare fellow, if
yes.
I'm not mistaken. Yeah?
Yes, and I have to say, this show to me was Shakespeare's romantic comedy.
There's a few of them.
Yes.
I think this is the funniest of the comedies.
It
I really
do. It was hilarious. Yeah. And it's an audience friendly show. And what I mean by that is they don't speak with the accent.
And what do you one mean of the accent.
You know, the whatever it is, Old English or whatever they speak. When you see Shakespeare and they're all using that accent.
Oh, only sometimes. You know what I mean? A British accent.
Yes, but it seems
a little put on. It's,
yeah.
It's it almost sounds like British, but it's not. It's just, you know,
and it makes it sometimes hard for me to hear what they're saying. And this was so easy to understand, so easily understood, and so much fun to follow this. And technically, it's beautiful. You walk in and the John Michael Bohatch set is so elegant. And on the floor is something that looks like the tile work, very similar to what you see in Lisbon. And this production was set in Portugal in the 1920s.
Oh, okay.
Which also, for me, made it a lot more
recognizable, because you remember what it was like back
Yeah.
Then.
I mean, it's really audience-friendly.
Okay.
And
well, accessible. So
yes.
if you might be thinking that Shakespeare's a little over your head, or, you know,
exactly.
I'm not going to get it, this is a good one to see.
Yes, it's a Shakespeare play for Shakespeare lovers, and even for people that don't really care about Shakespeare, they will enjoy this.
And it is funny.
It's hilarious.
It's now I didn't see it, but I mean I've seen the show plenty of times.
And the production,
I think it has
is.
Probably some of the funniest characters, funniest scenarios
oh
of
my
all
gosh.
Of shades. It's like a sitcom.
It really is a romantic one.
Mm-hmm.
Uh huh. Anyway, in this production, what happens is there's a shipwreck and a set of twins, girl and a boy, are separated in this shipwreck, and they each believe the other to be dead. So the one, Viola, dresses up like a man and works for the Count, and she gets all entrenched in this love triangle. So the people in this love triangle are John Feitner, and then...
Who is Orsino.
Yes, and he's... He does a really good job of being Orsino. Very fun to watch him. And Carolyn Jers is Viola Cesario, dressed up
okay,
like a man.
That's her male disguise name.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. And she also is adorable in her role. And Alison Weisgel is Olivia. And her performance is magnificent.
Mm.
She teaches drama at Chatham University, and wow.
Then she probably knows a thing or two about this play.
And about acting.
Huh?
She was excellent. Then the comic relief. We were talking about how funny this is. Matt Henderson, I don't even know what word to use. What's funnier than hilarious? You know, it's like side-splittingly
how
funny.
About very hilarious?
Yeah. He had me in stitches. And the Kim Brown costumes just contributed so much to the mood of this play.
They like, often do, don't they? Yeah.
Yes. And he had this wild, crazy plaid, garishly colored suit on with his bright blue hat. So
I want to borrow it. I haven't even seen it. I love it already.
I don't think it would become you.
Well,
it's not your style. You're after way a few too of these, maybe. You're we'll too see. Sophisticated. But his character in that suit, right away, you had a hint.
Yeah.
He was going to be funny. And he was, I can't even say enough. Both his physicality, his facial expressions, hilarious. And his, like, counterpoint with also, with the humor, Art DeConcilus.
Oh, yeah, it's very good.
He was the drunken Uncle Toby. And those two together had some really funny scenes. And the other really comic relief was Everett Lowe. And I've seen him play so many different roles.
Which character?
What's his name? Let me see. Malvolio.
That typically is my favorite character in this. Like, sort of the fuss budget stuffy guy that they, you know, poke fun of and get taken advantage of.
They play a big prank on him.
Yeah.
And make him make a fool of himself. And he was so funny because he's, in the beginning, he's so fussy. And to woo a woman, he follows these instructions that he's given. And, of course, they're all the things that she hates. And he goes over the top with all that.
I can remember having to read this in high school, you know. And I think it's a little torturous in some ways to make high school kids read Shakespeare because you doubt you're resistant to it then. Right. You know, it should maybe be an elective where you're, you know, open to embracing it. But anyway, the teacher had us listen to a record of this. Well, we had just read it, so it's like, well, what's worse? Okay, now we're going to listen to it. And the actors on this record were so overdone. And I will never forget the man that played Malvolio. And you know, in the script, there at some point he's pondering over these sequence of letters that he think may stand for something. On this record, I wish I could find it, he would just repeat it, M-A-O-L. And I mean, we in high school, we're laughing hysterically. Just like, and the accent, okay, and that overdone British accent was there. So that, I think, made me fall in love with that character, sure. And particularly just the overcookedness of that record that I've got to find.
You'd love Everett Lowe's performance doing that because it was just that funny, also. Trying to figure it all out. And the other thing I really liked about the show, there were some really brilliant quotes in it, which...
Oh, yeah, welcome to Shakespeare.
I know.
That's a nice job.
One of them I loved.
He's known for that, you know. A couple of plays he wrote.
I even wrote down a couple, because they really meant something to
me. Okay, right, tell us
about it. If music be the food of love, play on.
That is a classic, yes.
I love that line, and I love this. Better a witty fool than a foolish wit. I like that.
Okay, yeah, I would go with that. Yeah.
And I feel badly that I didn't mention the rest of the cast, only because this was a stellar cast, but I can't name everybody.
But these were the standouts to you. Very
well, they all really were, but these, I guess, had more stage time than most of the others. Uh-huh. I enjoyed every performance.
Very good. Directed by Andy Kirtland,
yes.
Playing through the 12th of May at the Hazlet on the North Side, presented by Prime Stage Theater. So, if drama be the food of an enjoyable night out,
you're not Shakespeare, baby.
As always, thank you for listening, ladies and gentlemen. Be sure to watch our video portion of this segment and more at bergvivant.com. We'll see you here next week on Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's late night talk show.